Blog Talk Radio.
Let's go.
Hey girl, how you doing? My name is Charlie. I was wondering if I could take you out.
Take you out.
Show you a good time. Oh, invite you to my house. Here is my number. Girl, you can call me. And don't forget it, hey. The name is Charlie.
Thank you guys for listening to the show. You're listening live to the 2012 Internet Radio Show. I'm your host, Frank Williams, and you're listening live to the 1982 Astros Alumni Radio. Thank you guys for listening to the show, those that are listening via Internet and those that are listening by cell phone. Thank you guys for listening to the show today. I have a great show for you today. It's Free for All Friday. That means all the lines are open. You can call into the show at 888-301-5834. That's 818-301-5834. Call into the show. We can talk about whatever subject you that's on your mind. If you want to get some stuff off your chest from the week at work, if you want to throw some bombs at me, that's fine. Or if you just want to talk about something that's totally off the charts, that's fine as well. I have 48 years on this earth, so I have a little experience in a lot of different places. So I may know something about what you want to talk about. So call into the show. Call in numbers 818-301-5834. Now, our show tonight is being brought to you by our sponsor, CPA on Duty. For all your tax needs, call our public accountant, Laura Freeman Williams. Now, you can call her at 770-732-0244. Again, that number is 770-732-0244. For any tax or accounting needs, give her a call. And please give her a call because she's our sponsor. She keeps us going. All right? Again, the call-in number, guys, is 818-301-5834. Now, I promote the show on Twitter as well as Facebook. Now, if you have an account on Twitter, you can follow me on Twitter at 82Astros Alumni. Okay, that's Twitter at 82 Astros Alumni. I put show notes out there and tell you what the show's about each day. So if you do have a Twitter account, follow me on Twitter. A great way to keep up with the show. Also on Facebook, I promote the show on Facebook as well. If you do have a Facebook account, just type my name in the search box, Franklin Williams, and I should come up there. And then just send me a friend request. I'll confirm you as a friend, and voila, you'll be a part of the Facebook post that I put out there about the show as well. So that's a great way to do it, guys. And if you are on my show page, right there in the middle of the show is middle of the show page. There's a icon that says follow the show. Click on follow the show, and that way you'll get show notes and you'll be notified either way you want, by email or by cell, that you are I'm going crazy here trying to do 17 things at once. That way you'll be notified about the show about a half hour before the show starts. That way you won't miss an episode of the show if you want. Okay? So that's a great way to do it. Also, if you guys are listening via cell phone, just if you guys are listening via cell phone, just listen in to the show. You can listen by cell phone or you can listen online. If you are listening, if you do listen by cell phone, when you do call on to the show, my phone screen, I ask you if you want to listen to the show or if you want to talk to the host. Now, you have to press the button, number one button, in order to talk to the host, and I'll see you come up on my switchboard as someone that wants to come on the air. Now, if you don't want to come on the air, do not press the one button. Okay. So that I won't put you on the air without you wanting to come on the air. Now, I've had some people tell me that they didn't want to come on the show, they didn't want to come on the air, but I put them on the air because they came up on my switchboard as wanting to talk to the host. So that's something that I've been jumping back and forth with over the last week or so. So I just wanted to put that out there for you guys' information. Now, again, today is Free Fall Friday, so all lines are open. You can call into the show and talk about whatever you want. Now, I'm gonna talk a little bit tonight about a fishing trip. I'm getting ready to do a fishing trip tomorrow night, actually. A lot of you guys who know me know that I'm a big fisherman. I love to fish. And tomorrow I'm going out with a friend of mine from work. He's got a big Sea Ray boat. And we're going to go out and fish a little bit tomorrow night. Now, I like to fish at night. The reason I like to fish at night, because during the day it's hot and the fish aren't biting as well during the day. You see, the early in the morning when the sun's just coming up, probably the best time to fish. Because if you watch the news at all, you'll see them guys give out a fishing game report. And they always say the fishing going to be good early in the morning, about 6:30, and then it's going to be good again about 7 or 7:30 in the evening. During the day, when it's so hot, the fish kind of sit stagnant, and they aren't feeding at that time. So I don't really like to go fishing during the day. I like to go at night, and I fish all night into the wee hours of the morning. And so when we do that, you know, it's not so hot, and the fish are feeding at night. They usually start around 1 or 2 o'clock in the morning. So we're out there from 9 or 10 o'clock at night, and we get set up and get all our gear set up and get all our things in order. And by 1 or 2 o'clock in the morning, bam, 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 we start to catch fish. And it's so much fun because, you know, a lot of people say, well, Frank, how do you see out there? Well, I've got all the lights and, excuse me, like I've got all the lights and things like that. I got all that kind of camping equipment. I got all kind of lanterns. I even have floating lights that you put on top of the water, and they'll float on top of the water. And that attracts the fish. So all we have to do is just blim, blop, 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 drop a hook with a bait on it straight down under the boat, and voila, just watch you, just and that, from that point you just watch your land, and we're usually doing a lot of catching at night for sure. That's when you catch the most at night. So that's why I go at night. We get parked under the, actually I like to fish under the railroad trestle. Under the railroad trestle, you can tie the boat onto the railroad trestle, and you can just, you don't have to move, you know, the boat sits still right there and you don't have to move around this net. So you got a good spot there. If you find a good spot, you get tied on, and you go to fishing. And you don't move pretty much the rest of the night unless the fish aren't biting and you want to move to another part of the lake where you think they may be biting. So that's how we do it. We get together you know, before dark, and get everything on the boat, and then we jump on the water, and we go find us a spot, get set up, and go to fishing. And then the next morning, we usually fish, you know, until the sun comes up the next morning, and bam, we come and shoot back into the boat ramp, and get the boat back on the trailer, pull the boat out of the water, and we head on back home with a pile of fish, and it's real exciting. I mean, if you have I told a friend of mine, and he's always saying, the next time you go fishing, just let me know if it's Friday or something or Saturday. I'll go with y'all, and I want to take my son with us. Well, that's the absolute best thing that you can do, right there with your son or your daughter. But my girls, they kind of prissy, so they don't, you know, they freak out when they see the little minnows that we use to fish with as bait, or God forbid if I had some worms that we fish with, some live worms that we fish with, but I use the live minnows. That's best for crappie, and we tear them up. I mean, I don't know what else to say, except that we tear them up, and being you know, like that, that's the perfect way to go fishing. But as far as, you know, getting your kid or your kids together and taking them fishing, if any of you guys out there that want to do that, want to take your kid fishing or something like that, Just give me a holler. Let me know. Send me a message. Send me an email or what have you, and let me know. And I'll get that set up where we can go fishing, take the kid fishing, and I can pretty much guarantee that 95% of the time that we go out there, we're gonna bring back fish. So they're gonna have a great time for one thing. They're gonna get some pretty good advice from their elders. That's another thing. And then they also are gonna get some great time with their dad, you know. And like I was telling my friend, when you take your kid fishing, if they don't catch anything, then that's gonna be a problem. Then he's not going to want to go back. But if he go there and he catch fish, you know, he don't have to catch a lot, maybe four or five fish. But if he catch fish, then he's going to want to go back again. Because one thing about fishing, and, I equate this to some other things, but it's one thing about fishing. When you put that hook in the water and you get a fish on the other end of that line, and he starts to dangle, pull on that line, and you start to reel him in and you can feel him on there, there's no other feeling in the world like that. The feeling of catching a fish, you know, when that's what you're there for, and you get that bite, and you get that fish on the line, and you start to reel him in, and he starts to run here and there, and you reeling, then you see him come up in the water, and you get him in the boat. Oh, my goodness. There's nothing like that. So, like I said, if you want to take your kid fishing or whatever, let me know. Send me a message. You can go on my website. You can go on my show page. If you are on my show page, you can go to the right-hand bottom corner of my show page and type me a note. Send me a message there saying that you want to take your kid fishing and give me your information. And I'll get that set up. And we can go fishing. I got a professional fisherman that I can go with. Or we can just go together one night with the freezing. So so just let me know if you guys want to take your kid fishing. I'd love to do that. But I'm going tomorrow. That's pretty much in the bag that I'm going tomorrow. My friend called me and he said we're gonna go. He want me to check on my supplies and all to make sure that that everything is good, and I'll do that, and we'll get things on the road for tomorrow. Okay, so that's what I'm doing tomorrow night. I'll be out all night long, and we have such a great time there on the boat. It's just nothing else that compares to that. I mean, fishing is a different animal than other things. I know there are guys out there that hunt and other things like that, and they may even fish too, but fishing is just something that you probably hold on to for the rest of your life once you learn and once you get it going and start the fishing and start catching fish. If you don't catch fish, that's going to be a problem. But if you go with people that catch fish and then you listen to what they're telling you as to techniques and what to do, because what they're doing works, then that's what you do. I have a lot of people that go with us, and you know, you try to tell them, you know, what you're doing, what have you, and they don't listen. I remember one time I had a friend of mine that went with us. I mean, we're going crappie fishing, and you know, crappie are small fish, and they also call paper mouths. The reason they call them paper mouth fish is because they'll bite your hook, and you can have them, you know, you have them on there, and then you can yank that thing so hard that it'll pull right through their lip. And that's why they call them paper mouths, because, you know. So you need to have lightweight rod, you know, a lightweight rod, something that you can feel just the tiniest hit on it, or you can see the tiniest hit on it. And, but, you know, fishing is expensive. But once you get all your gear, you can use it over and over and over and over and over again. Okay? It doesn't really get old. So you use a light action rods. And when you go buy your rod, you can just ask somebody, you know, tell them you want light action. And or you can read on the bottom part of the rod, you can read on there, and it'll tell you light action or heavy action or whatever. And you use the not so heavy line. You use the not so heavy fishing line on there. You use anywhere from 4 to 6 pound test line on your rods. And you don't want to have this heavy, you know, 20, 15, 20, and 25 pound test line on your rod that you're going to fish for little, you know, 1.5 to 2 pound fish, you know, and you don't want to have a heavy rod, because if you do, just like my friend had his big heavy rod for bass fishing, okay, those are for bass fishing. If you have these big heavy rods, then when the little crappie hit your hook, you're not even going to be able to see him hit your hook, because this rod that you have with the bass is so hard and strong that when they hit it, it isn't even going to shake or bend. Okay, so you're not even going to see them hit on your line. They'll just grab your bait and keep going. You won't even see it. So that's a big key to crappie fishing is having the right tackle, having the right tools, having the right rod and reel and hooks and weights for it. Is to if you got those things right, the right hooks, the right line, the right rod and reel, and you get some minnows, some live minnows to put on the end of there, you'll be successful. Nothing else that you really need, and you'll be successful with that. And then you start to understand what's happening there, and then you start to understand again, start thinking you someone on the boat with you that catches a fish at 8 or 10 feet deep, then what should you do? You should fish about 8 or 10 feet deep. Because one thing I learned about crappie fishing is that if the crappie are 15 feet down, if they sitting down there at 15 feet, you need to be fishing above their heads at 12 or 13 feet, because crappie come up and hit and bite. They come up and bite. They don't go down and bite. They don't dive down to bite. They come up to bite. So that's where you need to be fishing, just above where they are. Now, if you have a fish finder or something on your boat, some kind of something to tell you how deep the fish are and if they're around, then you can look at that, and it'll tell you exactly where they are. And then you fish just a foot or two above that. If they're showing at 17 feet, you fish at 15 feet, and you'll catch them just like that. Now, I was also told that the bigger crappie, and we call them granddaddies, the bigger slabs are, they feed underneath the pack. So if you got a pack of crappie, if you got a pack of crappie at 17 feet, and you know the bigger crappie just below that at 18 or 19 feet. So maybe if they're 18 or 19 feet and you're looking to catch the bigger ones, then you need to drop your line a little further down, about 18 feet. So 18 to 17 feet to catch the bigger ones. Now, I know at this time of year, a lot of white bass are running, so we'll probably catch a lot of white bass, too, on tomorrow. And the white bass, they're so much fun because they'll bite that hook and they'll take off with it. And you'll see, you'll be like, oh, my God. And like, they almost pull your whole pole in the water. That's the action that we're looking for and we're going to have tomorrow. Now, I got about 40 seconds left in the show. All I'm going to say is I hope you guys have a tremendous weekend. Have a great weekend. And I hope you had a great week. I hope you have a tremendous weekend. And I'll be back on Monday, 6:30 on Monday for another show. And maybe on Monday I'll do a show that tells you about what I did on Saturday, how the fishing trip went. Okay? Love you guys and take care of yourselves over the weekend. Good night. Responsibility for. Sorry for the-